Arizona Science is supported by Research Corporation for Science Advancement.
For AZPM, I'm Leslie Tolbert, Regents Professor Emerita in Neuroscience at the University of Arizona, and this is Arizona Science. Our guest today is Pierre Demier, Professor of Material Science and Engineering at the University of Arizona. Pierre has a broad range of research interests with a current special focus on the science and technology of sound. Welcome, Pierre.
Thank you, Leslie.
So you have an unusually broad range of research interests. Now you've been awarded multi-million dollars in funding from the National Science Foundation to create a new research center to focus on what you're calling new frontiers of sound. What drew you to this special focus on using sound to probe matter?
So over the past 30 years, there've been interest in what are called phononic crystals. So these are special materials or composite materials that have extraordinary properties in terms of the propagation of acoustic waves or sound. Other type of materials that people have been working on over the past 30 years were or are called acoustic metamaterials. These are also structures that are exhibiting unusual properties of sound, but they exploit resonances or acoustic resonances. So for the past 30 years, people have been researching these type of materials, but there are attributes of the acoustic waves in these media, on these materials, that have not been exploited yet. And these attributes relate to what is called the geometric phase of the sound, or basically the geometry of sound.
So I don't think most of us think about the geometry of sound. What is it that you're going to be able to detect by using the geometry of sound that you can't do, say, with light?
This is what is exciting, is this notion, a totally new notion of about sound. If you're in a room with furniture and you have a source of sound, the sound is filling the room. And there may be corners in that room where the sound is not as loud, and there may be another corner where sound is very loud, and so on. And in some ways here, you're already describing the geometry of sound. It's how the sound distributes itself within an environment. In our case, we're interested in materials, so it is about how the sound distributes itself within a specific material.
So in fact, you're taking advantage of an aspect of our brain, the way our brains function all the time, that we're listening for echoes, reflections, and so on to tell us something about maybe the source of the sound, but also about the materials that the sound is interacting with in the room that, say, you and I are speaking in right now.
Yes. So as human beings, we perceive the sound through our ears, and we perceive it at one given location. And we have more sensitivity to the frequency of the sound or how loud the sound is. But if you move around, indeed, Leslie, we move around the room, and then what we do is we start exploring the geometry of the sound.
So you're also planning to use your controlled sound waves to invent improvements in computing and telecommunications. Can you tell us about those applications?
Yes. In terms of computing, everybody must have heard about quantum computing. And the promise of quantum computing as these computers that can do massively parallel computations that current computers cannot do. However, these quantum computers face very big challenges from a technological point of view. We recognize that there is in the geometry of sound or in topological acoustics an analogy with quantum mechanics. So this has been recognized over the past several years, and we are exploiting these classical waves, which are acoustic waves. We're not doing quantum mechanics, but there are similarities or analogies between topological acoustics and quantum mechanics that enable us to envision the possibility of doing computations just like quantum computers, but without using quantum mechanics. We just use wave physics and we use acoustic wave physics.
Well, thank you, Pierre, for this very exciting glimpse into new technology. Congratulations on winning funding for your new center, too. Dr. Pierre Demier is a pioneer in several areas of technology with a special focus now in new frontiers in sound. You can hear this and all Arizona Science conversations at azpm.org/Arizona Science. I'm Leslie Tolbert.
Thank you to Research Corporation for Science Advancement for their support of Arizona Science.